Welcome everybody, Shir number 1240. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rabbanan Zisel. Lili Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and Rafua Shalema Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our Malach of Choresh plowing. Okay, so we started talking about last year in reference to washing floors. The reason why we're talking about it in Choresh, the Malach in Choresh, is because of the fact that it is brought down in the siman that we are working from in Hilchas Shabbos, which is Shin Lamed Zayin. Like we mentioned last year, we did talk about it quite a bit in the Malacha of Malabein, cleaning in conjunction with Schita, squeezing, but that was quite a while ago, more than a couple of years ago. And we want a little bit of a refresher, and now that it's brought down in our siman, which is Shin Lamed Zayin, in conjunction with the Choresh, the plowing part, the floor part, the plowing part, like we spoke about last time, the sweeping and so on, they talk about over there, the Mechaber talks about washing also. So we want to get a little bit into the Indian of washing floors, and it's something that people always ask. You have spills on the floors, is floor sticky, right? People brought in dirt from the outside, whatever the case is. We all know before Shabbos, of course, we all wash the floor, but now on Shabbos itself it got dirty. What do I do? Is there a way I could work with it? Something spilled and so on. Okay. So I just want to start from the Shulchan Aruch. We spoke about the introduction last year, but just to get a little bit into it, tells us the Shulchan Aruch in our Simen Shin Lamed Zayin Sif Gimel Ein Sochen Es HaKarka. One should not spread oil, like rub oil on the floor. We'll see what that's all about, but that's not so negay lemaisa what we're talking about now. Nobody's spreading oil in our days, usually, on the floor, but says the Shulchan Aruch further, but make sure also not to wash. Not only can't spread oil on the floor, shmir oil, but you also can't wash the floor. Not to wash the floor. Oh, but now the Shulchan Aruch says the interesting thing, afilu hu merutzef, even if the floor is a hard floor, paved, or whatever, it's tiled floor, wood floor, whatever the case is, a marble floor. Even in such a case, be careful not to wash the floor. Okay, so now the reason, of course, is why. We could all understand that if it's a dirt floor, right, we all understand that's fairly easy to understand in conjunction with what we've been talking about. Just like we said, there's a gezerah whereby one has to be careful not to sweep, not a gezerah, but the attack of one has to be careful not to sweep in general a dirt floor, right, because of the fact we're afraid you might come to knock down bumps in the floor, you might come to fill up holes, which is ashvei gumus, whatever, all part of the malacha of choresh, right, or in a house, actually, it's part of the malacha boina, but be it as may, the boina or choresh. If it's outside, somebody will be doing it outside. Is Chayresh, we said inside, is running more along the lines of Boina building. But be it as in May, we're dealing with two of the Lamates Malachas. But the question is now, why does the Mechaber tell us, even if it's a hard floor, a paved floor, what is the problem with that? Okay, so interesting to note, which we'll skip for now the oil pot, which is, again, like we said, is not so negel mice. I just want to go through the Mishnah Berurah. Again, in our Simen Shin Lamed Zayin, Sif Katan Tes Zayin, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tes Zayin, V'lo Medichan Isay. So he says the reasons why they used to do. Okay, it would be it as it may, but I just want to go through from the bottom. He says like this, V'tam Kol Eila, what's the reason why, whatever reason a person has to wash the floor, but what is the reason why he can't do it? He says, Mishim L'chashin, let's say on a dirt floor, the floor that's not hard, starting with that, L'chashin in L'hashvei is gumis. We're afraid that one is going to, they're going to knock down the mounds, or they're going to fill up the holes, or whatever the case is, in conjunction with what we said about Choresh, plowing, or boina building. Even though we saw that there is one, there's actually a brought down the Shulchan Aruch, those who want to say even by a dirt floor, sweeping would be fine, but over here, the Shanei Hacha, over here, when it comes to in general, we paskin that one is not supposed to sweep a dirt floor. Okay, that's how we paskin. But there is such a manda amma like that. But he says when it comes to washing, the shanei hacha, when it comes to washing, it's different. The kevan shehu roitze, liapis es hakarka. Person mamish when they're washing, what do they want to do? When you're sweeping, in general, you just want to get rid of the dirt. That's what sweeping is. But when one is actually washing, then they want it to look nice, right? A person washes, so it should shine, it should look nice. nice. Okay, to smear with oil or to wash or whatever. So therefore, we're afraid, says the Mishaburah, Hashin and Shemayira Gumais. We're afraid that a person, while they're washing the floor, right, if it's a dirt floor, they're going to see holes or whatever. V'yishkach v'yave lahashvoisam kimischav. And they're going to see holes, or they'll see bumps on the floor. Right? They're going to see possibly where the floor is not even, or something along those lines. It doesn't look nice. It's a bump, it's a hole, or whatever. V'yishkach v'yave lahashvois kimischavin. And they're going to have do with a kavana, they'll fix the floor. Not actually fixing the floor with a hammer and a nail, but they'll either knock down the little bump in the floor, or they'll fill up the little hole in the floor whereby it should look nice, because they're washing the floor. That's why they're washing. It should taka look nice. Okay, so now the question is, fine, so that I understand by a dirt floor. Okay, I understand that. So what's the problem? Why did the Shulchan Aruch tell us that you can't even wash a hard floor, right? A marble, tiled, wood, whatever the case is, you can't wash a hard floor either. What's the problem over there? It's not dirt. By dirt, I understand, I'll have a little bump, I'll have a hole, whatever. It's very easy. I just fill it up. I want to make it nice and even, whatever. But over here, what's the problem? By a hard floor. So he says, he brings down from the Rambam, does Mishbur and Sifkat and Yizayin, the Gazrina not to Shein Emirutzer. If there's a Gezerah that we're very strict in this case, because we're afraid, the Gazrina not to Shein Emirutzer, we're afraid some animal, we don't let you wash a hard floor because we're afraid you might come to wash a dirt floor. Okay. Now, so tell us the Mishabura further. Oh, so now we saw, interesting, the Mishabura tells us further in Sifkat and Yedzayim, by sweeping, he says, v'hote hita b'sif beis, that which there was a heter in Sif beis, le'inyan ki, but in reference to sweeping, when we said sweeping, we said by sweeping, if all the floors in general, the floors of the city are hard floors, in general, I live in a city, which is most cities, regular hard floor, regular tiled floors, regular marble floors, whatever the case is, wood floors, or whatever the case is, I live in such an area, so then it's no problem, we said, okay, go ahead, we let you sweep the floor. So the Indian kibbutz, the Lord goes, okay, there was no gezeira over there, mishum the kibbutz, so what? Why by the sweeping we let you do it, but over here, by the washing, even though all the floors in the city in general, this is what the first part of it, anyways, in general, even though all the floors in the city are hard, so there shouldn't be any gezeira. We're not afraid you might come to wash a dirt floor, right? So why don't we say the same thing over here? He says, Mishum the kibud hu yoyser dava nochos me'adacha. Because he says that sweeping is more of a pressing need than washing. In other words, what is he saying? It's like this, that when it comes to sweeping, in general, there's more of a need to sweep as opposed to washing. In general, actually washing the floor, right? Somebody spilled something on the floor. So in general, you could try and sweep it up the best of your ability, whatever the case is. There's not really usually a major need, like on the spot, to go ahead and wash the floor. By sweeping, there's more of a major need. People spilled, you know, crumbs got on the floor, the thing, food spilled over, whatever the case is. I want to sweep it up. I want to get it out of the way, whatever the case is. There's much more of a the action that's going on whereby things spill on the floor. I'm talking about in general hot items anyways, whereby there's a pressing need to sweep. But when it comes to actually washing, you could even if there's a spill, like we said, you soak it up, you know, gently with the pre-cut paper towels or regular towels or whatever. But to go ahead and wash the floor, usually a person does not have to come on to do that so quick. There's way, in other words, what I'm trying to say is that there's ways, the Mishnah Berurah is trying to say, there's ways to get around it, whereby sweeping, you have to sweep, right? Somebody, there's crumbs, you finished the meal, the Friday night meal, and there's crumbs on the floor, all over the floor, which happens all the time. Can I know her children, this and that. People ate matzah, challah, this, that, and the floor, there's crumbs all over the floor. People will be stepping all over the place. So there's a pressing need to go ahead and sweep up. We're talking about hard floors, regular marble, tile floors, whatever. There's a need to sweep, but to go ahead and wash the floor is usually not such a pressing need. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. That's why by sweeping, they said it was much easier. They said when you have a hard floor, fine, and the floors in the city in general, you live in such a place, you could go ahead and sweep. But when it comes to washing, even though you live in such a place whereby all the floors are tiled, all the floors are hard, we still tell you, be careful not to wash the floor. Okay, we'll continue on this subject upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tov.